36 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. Welcome to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you in the second segment. And, of course, I told you in our first segment we were going to have the senior editor from the New American magazine on the show with us, Alex Newman. You've seen him on Tucker and various other places. He's been censored by Twitter. I guess that could be considered a badge of honor, because when you write the truth about anything on social media, and now, of course, Fauci has been ordered by a judge as well as Karine Jean-Pierre and everybody else to start coughing up all the documents talking about all the various things they did to censor people. And they have to bring forward all of those. There's like about 50 government officials now that are being ordered by a Trump-appointed judge to produce documents and emails and whatnot showing their communication with big tech, with the idea that people can't tell the truth. They can't give their opinion. Oh, that's not allowed. You're a domestic terrorist. You know, you're a MAGA. You're a MAGA. Oh, those are MAGA people. Boy, they're, you know, you wear a MAGA hat and all of a sudden you're labeled a domestic enemy of the state. Alex, we've gotten into a really, besides our moral compass going totally to the left, this country is in a just like a state of pandemonium right at the moment.
Yeah, it truly is incredible, and it very much looks like the establishment is trying to set up a civil war. I believe they want Americans to start shooting at each other, basically, sooner rather than later. And so you see this kind of insane escalation, like with Biden's Hitlerian speech. You know, it looks like Joseph Stalin with the blood red background and shrieking like a maniac. I mean, totally ridiculous. And I think what they're trying to do is just divide Americans and stir up the hatred and the fanaticism so much that people start killing each other, and then they can thereby discredit the United States, the principles it was founded on, and then build back better from the smoldering ruins.
Well, it's not only that, but it seems to me, every time that the blowhard in the White House opens his mouth, he keeps bringing up F-15. We got F-15s. Like, I'm supposed to be scared? I mean, how's the rest of the world going to react when he uses his F-15? I swear he pulls it out of his butt every time he opens his mouth. They're almost, you know, synonymous. They're interchangeable, technically, in my book. But the thing is that this, every time he talks about stuff like this, it's like he's bullying not just us, but, you know, majority of these Democrats took the jab, and a lot of them are dropping dead now. 35 to 44 in age range, which is the prime voter, all of a sudden now they're dropping dead. It looks like this Green New Deal, the Build Back Better, all of this stuff basically is and we had Patrick Wood on the show yesterday talking about the same kind of stuff. It's a combination of different elements that they're trying to use to screw with us, to get us to do this. And it's amazing that you would mention civil war. I think a majority of Americans, and in your research, you may or may not have come across this, really don't want to take to arms. They're trying to tune out, with this indoctrination and everything that happened to us for the last 2.5 years during COVID lockdowns. And all of a sudden now this brainwashing that's going on with CRT and everything. I know you have been bombarded with virtually every political ideology in the book, working at the New American. And the guys there that you work with must all be looking at this thing just shaking their head going, you know, what are these people up to? And so, you know, I think censorship, this is what Patrick Wood said yesterday, and you can agree to disagree or tell me what you think. But he basically said that once they take away the First Amendment, we're going to be facing the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and I think he's exactly correct. Pat Wood is a friend of mine, and I heard him say the other day at a conference we were both speaking at for the first time, he was quoting somebody. He said, once you lose the right to speak, that's when the killing starts. And unfortunately,
he said that yesterday,
I think that's
too.
The direction. Yep, and that's the direction that the establishment wants to take us. They want to see bloodshed in the streets, and so there's a reason why they are basically stirring up a hornet's nest. And, you know, Joe Biden talking about his F-15s. I mean, the poor guy, he clearly has no idea what he's doing, what he's saying. He's basically, you know, a puppet, a prop who's being wheeled around and given kind of a script, and they tell him where to stand and what to say and what facial expression to make. I mean, the guy has almost no input, I think, in the policy making or even in the idiotic speeches he's giving. But this idea about using F-15s, I think if it did come down to it, the establishment that thinks they're going to have F-15s at their disposal is going to be pretty surprised to find out that there's still a lot of patriotic people in the military who wouldn't be very excited about using F-15s and missiles against their fellow Americans. So, you know, I think we're headed to some very dangerous times. This is a very deliberate escalation. This is not happening by accident. It's a campaign to demoralize us. It's psychological terrorism. They want us hating our neighbors. Right, as long as you think that it's black people or white people or Democrats or Republicans or whatever who are the problem, and you're not looking at the real source of the problem, which is of course the deep state, the shadow government, the cabal, and then the powers and principalities the Bible talks about behind them. You know, they really don't care. You can be as mad as you want at Democrats or white people or whatever, you know, class of people we're supposed to hate. You just can't look at the real problem, the real enemy that is going around our country trying to destroy everything that is good, our Constitution, our free speech, our liberties, our churches, our families.
Well, it's the uniparty system that's got me, because everybody that I know, and I'm involved in Texas down here where I'm at, I'm one of the local coordinators for the Texas Nationalist Movement. And the thing is they want their freedom. They want to be separated from the federal government. They want their republic back because they're sick and tired. Every time that the blowhard in the White House does something stupid, just like what happened over the weekend, and every time deep state and all of them start to, you know, the 87,000 armed IRAs, every time that stuff comes out, it just puts a further divide between the people down here and the U.S. government. They don't want any part of it anymore. I think a lot of states are looking at this going, what exactly is going on here? And see, the thing is, and I don't know about folks, you got to understand where Alex Newman is coming from. This guy is in a very key position at the New American, being senior editor. He's talking to a lot of people, and he's keeping a pulse on every single topic that we discuss on this show, almost head on. That would be a fair statement, wouldn't it?
I'd agree with you. Yeah, thank you.
This situation with, for example, the war on farmers and food. You've got the green global elites aiming for total food control. The only way they can get that is if we capitulate. Would that? I mean, they're trying to do it in Holland, but right now, I mean, Europe right now is in a meltdown in derivatives. It's going to take trillions to bail them out of this because of what Russia did with Gazprom shutting it off. And now all of a sudden the derivative market has just exploded. It's gone the opposite direction. It's going into the negative. So, you know, when we're looking at stuff like that, I mean, it's headed in this direction. Would that be a fair statement?
No question. In fact, Europe is probably going to be facing even bigger problems than the United States. Today and yesterday, they started announcing European Union-wide energy rationing. The lunatic leader of the European Union recently, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was today, came out and said that we have to flatten the curve of energy usage. That's literally the language she used, speaking in English. We got to flatten the curve of energy usage to make sure that people stop using so much. So they're going to implement mandatory energy rationing across Europe. And, I mean, this is, of course, a self-inflicted wound. They knew that this was going to happen when they shut down coal, they shut down natural gas, they shut down their nuclear power plants, and decided to become totally dependent on Russia. They knew this was going to happen, right? These people are many things. They're evil, they're monstrous, they're diabolical, they're schemers. But one thing that they are not is stupid. When Boris Johnson poured concrete down a fracking well, and said, we're going to be so green. He and his handlers knew very well that that was going to end up severely damaging the people of Britain. They knew very well that it was going to cause skyrocketing prices, that it was going to hurt their economy even more than it had already been hurt. And they know, incidentally, that the communist Chinese are going to respond by building more coal-fired power plants so that they can soak up the jobs and the productive capacity that's being shut down in the Western world. So what we're witnessing right now is an engineered, controlled demolition, a collapse of what used to be known as the free world, Christendom, the Western world, whatever you want to call it, to make way for this new order, for this great reset, where you'll have these regional governments that, of course, the European Union is the prime example, but Putin's got his Eurasian Union. They've got these popping up all over the world. And then these will all be plugged into the new global system. But as a precursor to that, you have to destroy the United States. You have to destroy the economy, the productive capacity of the Western world. And these energy crises, these food crises that they are engineering as we speak, those are a critical part of this agenda.
Where are they at on telling people that you can? I mean, there's been so much scuttlebutt on this, Alex, and you probably have a clean, unfiltered version of it, is on people being able to grow their own food. We used to have victory gardens back in World War II. I was just discussing that very topic on the show. And when you have the governments that say, sorry, but you can't grow your own food, I think they've stepped over the line, not just the 10th Amendment, but our right to survive, basically. I mean, what do you know about the war on food as far as our ability to grow it?
Well, it's happening not just in the United States, it's around the world. There is a global war on farmers. I've been documenting this for a decade now, and it looks different in every country. You know, in South Africa, they're encouraging people to go and rape and torture and murder the farmers. They're telling them that their ancestors supposedly stole land, and they're evil people, the Boers. We need to shoot them with my machine gun, as the president, former President Jacob Zuma said while he was president. So in South Africa, they're just murdering them. In Brazil, at least until Jair Bolsonaro came along and started the counter-revolution, they were using any pretext they could think of, handing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of hectares of the best agricultural land to a little tiny handful of Indians who themselves said that we never lived on this land, this is not our land, what are you doing stealing this from farmers? They were literally wiping entire villages off the map. In China, they're just literally going into these little villages with weapons and saying, look, you either leave this land, we've got a nice apartment for you in the city, or we're going to force you off of this land. It's happening in Argentina. It's happening here in the United States. And what they're really targeting is the small, independent, medium-sized family ranchers, family farmers, farms that have been in these families for generations. We're seeing it happening in Holland right now, where they're just openly waging war on farmers. And what they hope is to totally restructure the food supply. But as part of that, you need to prevent individuals from being able to take care of themselves. So we're going to see a war on backyard gardens. We're going to see increasing efforts to stop us from collecting our own rainwater, right? There's already numerous states that have passed laws banning the collection of rainwater as if the government owned the rain. And so they're going to do everything possible to make sure that people cannot live without total dependence on the system, because that dependence on the system is what makes you vulnerable. It's what makes you willing to surrender your rights, to surrender your authority over your children, over your property. And so as this great reset comes in, where you will own nothing and you will be happy, they've got to make us completely dependent, or of course we're not going to be willing to own nothing. So.
Yeah, well, see, the thing is when they close the grocery stores, now that's a last act of desperation. I don't think that corporate America, which right now I think our government is trying to align with corporate America, and we're talking about all of these major food chains, none of them would want to do themselves. I mean, that would be a self-destruct on their part if they were just, for example, let's just hypothetically say that every grocery store in America right now would close its doors and bolt, I mean, lock them out, lock everybody out to where nobody could get in to get food. Now, what kind of a proverbial storm, if you know where I'm going with this, would that start? Now, see, I don't think people have wrapped their head around it, that we could end up in a situation like that where the shelves are empty and there is nothing there to take. How bad does it get before people can wake up?
Yeah, I think that's a very real possibility. You know, it may not come tomorrow, but right now we're having enormous issues with planting. So all the crops that are not being planted this year because fertilizer prices are through the roof, because of government policy, because government is paying people not to farm, all of that is going to show up on the grocery store shelves pretty soon. And I think, unfortunately, they're actually going to use that to their advantage as well. I think Sri Lanka was kind of a test run for how you can starve people and then manipulate them because of their starvation into destroying their own national institutions. And so I think that is the plan worldwide. You know, they want people to destroy their own nation states. They want people to destroy their own infrastructure. They want people to go after their own government in a violent way. And so there's a very fine line that has to be walked here, right? The Dutch farmers, I think, are doing a very good job. They're not getting violent. They are, you know, spraying manure on government buildings and things like that, which is kind of funny. But it's a real fine line here because we need to make our anger known. We need to resist this evil, but at the same time, we can't be tricked into destroying our own constitution, destroying our own political institutions that are designed to guarantee our freedom. And that's what they want. They want us to destroy our own constitutional structures, our own constitutional government, so that they can then rebuild from the ashes a new totalitarian system and say, obviously, you know, the whole freedom thing with the whole God-given rights, that didn't work. So we've got to be very careful because, yes, they are engineering a food crisis. There are going to be a lot of people struggling. There's going to be a lot of people shocked when their EBT cards won't buy them, you know, more than a couple of sodas. And what do you do then? Well, what they want us to do is to go out and burn down government buildings and shoot at police officers and basically destroy the social fabric that underpins our country.
Well, this all boils down to the obvious. The obvious is the United States of America Corporation in D.C., the 10-square-mile area with its buildings and deep state, not the citizens, just the government occupying space within the 10-square-mile area, has declared war on we the people, on the 40, on the 50 states, the 50 United States, which are a union of states who have agreed. And this is the problem, and I've been getting some real clarification about this and how you treat the union and how it was formed. It's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Which came first, the 13 colonies or the 50 states? What did the 13 colonies agree to do? You see, this is where D.C., which the 13 colonies agreed that they would have a center for the government that would answer to them, not the other way around. Now everybody is, you know, it's like we have a governor here that I think wants to, Greg Abbott, wants to become president. I don't know why he's governor of the state if he wants to become president, because he's getting in the way of Texas seceding from the union. And so it's the same with all of his other cronies and henchmen that want some sort of power in the seat of the United States, which is D.C. If they want D.C. so bad, they should just pack up their stuff and move there. You know, if they're wanting to run for office. This is a problem now because the divisiveness with our southern border and all of what's happening now with Abbott shipping people to not only New York and D.C., but also now Chicago and various other places. It's just going to be a matter of time before L.A. and San Francisco get some more people and they get introduced to all of the crack pipe houses that Joe and his son Hunter put up. So, you know, when you get away with stuff like this, it becomes very evident that the power elite right now that's in, and this is why we have to go to the polls and vote in November, folks. The power elite is eventually going to try to reach out, lash out like they are now, only physically. I really believe that the United States of America, D.C. Incorporated, wants to declare war on we the people. I don't think that we the people, sometimes I think they're too dumb to realize what the government is trying to pull. We have a lot of smart listeners on this show that are sharing this information with people, and they want to walk in love. They want to do everything by the book, and I'm talking about the Bible here. They don't want to go hate their neighbor. They don't want to hate, you know, have blacks and whites hate each other to the point where we have another civil war. I mean, it would be for all the wrong premises. The civil war, I think the U.S. government, Inc., is worried about is we the people coming to Washington. And it won't be, it'll be an insurrection this time, only they will be, you know, 250,000 to 500,000 strong, fully armed and ready to take out every single bureaucrat and deep state and government official and clean house and start over. I mean, this is what I think that the United States government, D.C. Inc., is afraid of. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, the politicians and the elites would not be around for that. They've had for many decades continuity of government programs. And you know, it's amazing to me the lack of concern they have for the rest of us. And this came out to me very clearly when I was interviewing Peter Vincent Pry. He was the head of the Congressional Task Force on the EMP attack.
That's right.
Yep. You know, what he told me is that this would be a very simple thing for even a two-bit power to do. North Korea could do this to us. A sunspot could do this to us. And he said basically within a year, 90% of Americans would be dead. And so he's shrieking at Congress, you morons, do something, right? For $5 billion, you could harden the grid and protect this country from a potential tragedy that would literally destroy the entire nation. And they say, no, we're good, right? Because they all have a continuity of government plans. They know, and by the way, to put that in perspective, $5 billion, that's how much money the regime in Washington, D.C. sends to the regime in Pakistan every year. So the continued survival of our nation is not worth to these Congress critters the $5 billion that they send to Pakistan every year, just for some perspective. And now why, right, if they have to live in this country too, why are they so unconcerned about the well-being of Americans? It's because every member of Congress knows if there is a national emergency, if, you know, hypothetically people were to march on Washington, D.C. Looking for revenge, if the North Koreans were to launch an EMP attack, there's an entire system in place where all these Congress critters, all these U.S. senators, all these White House toadies would be whisked away through underground tunnels to mountain retreats and so on. They could last for years in there, and they'd be living it up, and they wouldn't give a hoot about what's happening to the American people outside. So they're not worried about it. They don't care if Americans kill, you know, 1,000 IRS agents. They don't care about those people any more than they care about us, right? They're useful idiots. And I try to warn these people, too, because, you know, a lot of the people who think they're on the inside of this, you know, they have this attitude of superiority where they think everything's going to be fine regardless of what happens to the rest of us. And they don't realize that we've seen this movie so many times before, right? When Stalin took over from Lenin, he wiped out Lenin's entire team. He literally murdered them all, right? Out of Stalin's top 34 deputies, only a small handful actually died natural deaths. The vast majority of them were executed in purges. Trotsky, one of the fathers of the Bolshevik Revolution, ended up murdered at the hands of a communist agent. He ended up with an ice pick in his head in Mexico City. And so all these clowns who think that they're going to be safe because they've got continuity of government programs and they're cool with Joe Biden's chief of staff or whatever, they have another thing coming. The forces that are orchestrating this do not care about them one bit.
Yep. And we're going to continue that conversation with Alex Newman after this short break, 28 minutes after the hour here on the Power Hour. We're going to open the phone lines, folks. You got concerns, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We want to hear from you in this next segment with Alex Newman on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, September 7, 2022, on the Power Hour. Dave Prieger with you. And, of course, you know, in the middle of controversy, we're always in the middle of controversy because we talk about the truth. And the government, with its green new whatever, can't stand it. The global elites don't like it when we talk about stuff like this because, you know, most of our stuff is based on biblical faith. We have faith in God. We put God first, not government. And see, that's what I liked about Myra Flores when we had her on the show. And, you know, she said, I put God first above all else. And why are they passing all of these bills that have multiple things all tied into them? Why don't they just pass one bill at a time? That would make more sense. At least we know what's in them. Well, you see, that's whole part of the way the system is designed, folks. Everybody sneaks in their little pet projects into one bill, and bibbity bobbity boo, we have a mess. Alex Newman, who is the senior editor for New American Magazine, has been with us in this last half hour. Hopefully you've been getting a lot out of the show. And we're not, you know, doing this to scare you. We're doing this to enlighten and make aware and to wake people up. And the more that time passes, the more woke people start to reason. If they get any kind of critical thinking in play at all, they start to reason, hey, there's something really weird going on here. We're in the middle of a big political battle going on right now. 844-769-2944 is our number to call. If you don't have it on speed dial, you should. And we are taking your phone calls this half hour with Alex Newman. This thing, I just can't keep going back to something Dr. Brian Artis said about something is going to happen this fall. And we were talking about Peter Vincent Pry and the fact that he had passed away during the break. He wrote a white paper, which I've read cover to cover. We have a copy of it, and you can also find it at empshield.com. And you can go in there and look in the library, and that report is in there. And he basically said 9 out of 10 people will be dead in a year. Now, why is that? Because with no electricity, what do you think's happening? And see, the thing is you can look at what Patrick Wood said yesterday on the show. He says, well, I don't really think that Russia and China, you know, would do something like that because they know what they stand to lose. Well, I look at EMP and I look at the fact that it could be caused by coronal mass ejections and solar flares, which Peter Vincent Pry, who is a PhD, so eloquently pointed out to the government. Alex was just explaining that. I want to kind of get Alex to reiterate on what he just said to familiarize you with the equation that we're dealing with right now with the political turmoil going on in the U.S. and how that equates to this. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, well, I think it's critical that people understand that America's in a very vulnerable situation right now. And as Vincent Peter Pry explained, 90% of Americans could be dead within a year if this were to happen. And Congress has absolutely no concern about it. It would be relatively simple to protect the nation from this. Again, it would cost less money than we send to Pakistan every year in foreign aid. But, of course, the elites are not doing that. And I think the answer as to why is very simple. They have backup plans funded by the taxpayers, and many of them are deliberately, treasonously betraying their country. At the highest levels, there are numerous individuals in the United States at very, very high levels of power who are deliberately working for the destruction of the United States of America. As Rich Higgins, Director of Policy and Planning in Trump's National Security Council, put it in his infamous Higgins memo. These people don't want to just destroy America as a nation. They even want to destroy it as an ideal. And so to do that, it's not enough to just kill America. It's not enough to just cause the nation to crash and burn. You've got to discredit the ideas as well. And so something like an EMP attack, something like a civil war, something along those lines would be a fabulous tool from their perspective, because it would allow them to tell the rest of the world, see what happens when you try that freedom thing. See what happens when you try the right to keep and bear arms. These stupid people can't protect themselves from shooting each other. They can't control themselves. And so you need a big brother government to basically run your life. And that's the direction that all of this is ultimately heading if we're not careful.
Well, here's the thing. There aren't that many people in government. I mean, we have, what, 400 million weapons in the United States of America right now, and 333 million people, of which 200 million of them, or 220 million of them, took the jab, and we're starting to see them drop like flies. This is all part of the equation. It's called depopulation. There are a lot of people out there, especially Democrats, who basically bought into everything that was going on. I know when Alex and I were off microphone here, we were talking about the fact that, you know, the Democrats now blame Trump for everything associated with the jab. And unfortunately, more people are dead now because of Biden. And they've got commercials now, which just got aired from the CDC. They had Fauci, Walensky, Asha, the new Surgeon General. And all these people are on there, and they're saying, oh, now's the time to take the booster. And, you know, with all of the mRNA and the metallic compounds and stuff that they're finding in here, it's only going to be the woke Democrats, I think, that are going to go run to the nearest pharmacy and get that safe and effective booster shot. And it's not going to be pretty. That's why they invented sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. Because they don't want to have to explain that it was the jab that killed him in an effort to depopulate the United States. Because if they can do that, well, that's less people they got to fight. I think they know that, too. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, no question. I am absolutely convinced, and I've been sounding the alarm about this from the very beginning, that this so-called vaccination program is actually a massive depopulation effort. It is going to kill huge numbers of people. It already has killed huge numbers of people. It is going to sterilize even larger numbers of people. It's going to leave millions debilitated, and it already has. In fact, I lost my dad to this vaccine from hell, and so it is now personal for me. Yep, he took it. I begged him not to, and his heart literally stopped less than a day and a half after he took the first dose of this Pfizer piece of garbage. So, it's an atrocity being perpetrated. And, and there's something interesting here with this, too, right? Because if you look at the data, the overwhelming majority of the liberals and the Democrats took this. And unfortunately, most Trump voters took it, but not nearly as many as Democrats and Biden supporters. The highest demographic to take it was white liberal women. And so this is going to leave a problem for them, because the most Christian, the most conservative, the most liberty-minded Americans said absolutely not. The free thinkers, the people who don't follow instructions well from their overlords. And so that leaves them with a problem. And so they're going to have some sort of mop-up operation, whether that's an invasion by communist China or an EMP attack. Who knows what they may unleash on us, a combination of food crisis, economic collapse, et cetera. But you have to figure, if they killed all their most loyal lemmings, they've got to have a plan for the rest of us. And I think we'll be learning more about that in the months and the years ahead.
Well, that's the thing, Alex, that I do want to talk about is the months ahead, because right now we're, what, 65 days out from the elections? And we're hearing all sorts of rumors, and I'm going to have to try to calm the masses here with the vernacular that we're using, because we don't know what they've got up their sleeve. We know that they, from everything the mainstream media has tried to do to divide us, they're trying to convince us that the Democrats are going to cheat. And we have always said that, look, if you're going to be a poll watcher or a poll worker, you need to have your cell phone handy to take video, and you need to have 911 at the ready just in case you see anything nefarious happening. You need to understand election law, and if you think anything weird is going on at the polls, provided we don't have another one of these mass lockdowns so they can get away with mail-in balloting again. And see, a lot of states have stopped this garbage so they can't pull the same stunt. Well, see, there's a lot of Democrats and independents now that are looking at this situation going, I'm not real happy with everything I'm hearing right now, and that's the idea that I got to continue to pay $5 a gallon for gas, and I'm not happy with the fact that I go to the grocery store and I'm spending, instead of, you know, $75 a week on groceries, I'm spending $150. And I think they're changing their mindset about what's going on and joining the ranks of the conservative movement. However, this, again, this entire country is embroiled in this two-party system, which is broken. And so I guess the best question to ask, Alex, what do you see happening in November?
Well, I think there's several options. One thing that we can tell very clearly is that the Democrats don't look very concerned, right? If they were concerned about a legitimate election and being out of power, the last thing in the universe they think about doing is hiring 87,000 additional IRS agents to terrorize the American people in the run-up to a midterm election where they're already expecting to be clobbered. So clearly, they know something we don't, right? And the question is what? I think there are several options. One is they could just try to cancel the election if there were a big enough crisis. They could say, well, sorry, guys, you know, we just can't have an election under these circumstances. Another is that they could try to pull another COVID thing. Well, it's not safe for you to go out of your house. There's a monkeypox, a bird flu, Ebola, or, you know, whatever sufficiently frightening monster could be conjured up to keep us from the polls. Another option is they already know they're going to steal the election, that they've got it rigged so massively that they really don't need to be concerned. And a fourth option, and I think this is a real possibility as well, is that they know they own the Republican establishment leadership. You know, does anybody really think Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are going to protect our country, are going to protect our rights, are going to provide real oversight, are going to have accountability for the criminals and traitors who've sold out our country? And if you do believe that they're going to do that, I've got some really nice beachfront property in Nebraska. We could talk after the show. I'll give you a real good deal. But, I mean, it's simply ludicrous to expect that the Democrats understand that they're going to get clobbered in the election. At the highest levels, they know they have something up their sleeve. And I don't claim to know what it is. I know they're already stealing elections. I'm convinced that these primaries were absolutely rigged all over the country. Not all of them, right? In some places, it's more difficult than others. But even here in Florida, some of the races that I was watching very closely, I'm absolutely convinced that they were stolen. You know, they knock out the pro-America, pro-Constitution Christians from the Republican ticket in the primary, and then it really doesn't matter who wins in the general, right? Either an establishment Republican who will continue to betray the country, or a Democrat who will openly continue to betray the country. So, you know, they definitely have something up their sleeve. It'll be interesting to see what it is, but we need to be planning for all these different scenarios. We need to have all these things in mind, and we need to be prepared. So,
and that's a big if. Not knowing is half the problem. And all we can do is go on. And see, you brought up some interesting stuff here, Alex, because of the fact that if they weren't worried, they, you know, the only comments I've heard, and see, we study what's going on MSDNC and Communist News Network. We talk about that all the time, and we look at what's going on with the narrative, how many people have gotten upset about certain things that were stated, the fact Disney owns them, and the fact that now everybody's getting fired. They just got rid of one of their guys at CNN again. I think they announced that on Tucker, Jesse, or Ingram or something last night. I remember seeing, and he was doing a lot of the speech writing at one time. But this whole scenario, when you bring up the fact that we've heard very little from Republicans other than the fact that they're complaining, bitching and complaining, and that, hey, well, you guys are just upset. You know, you can't ever let things go. You're just sitting there making these stupid claims again about how the election was stolen, and you can't. Well, see, you know, during Trump's reign, all the Democrats could do was accuse him of, you know, everything out of the sun, and he fought it off, and we got virtually nothing done in the 4 years as far as Congress goes, but as far as President Trump goes, we had low gas prices, we had, you know, borders under control, and when Biden came in, 44 executive orders, which were already prepared by deep state and his committees, they'd already studied all this. I'm sure the DNC had a hand in it. All of a sudden just got effectuated, and pipeline got shut down, Keystone XL, and everything started to go hell in a handbasket. Borders came open. We started to become more multiculturalized. We've got over 5 million people in the country. They just arrested gang members and a murderer and several other child rapists at the border just overnight. And so, you know, we're looking at situations like this and studying why they would only say the minimum amount of things necessary to dissuade us from thinking something is going to happen in November, when everybody knows, when you've got a situation like Fetterman and Oz going on in Pennsylvania. I mean, neither one of these candidates really, in my book, deserves to be there. We come back to the failure of the two-party system in America. And you alluded to the fact, Alex, that there were all these rhinos out there that are basically sucking up to the Democratic Party because they're all just part of this game plan. That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it?
It is, yep. But, you know, there's something that a lot of these totalitarians are not thinking through. And even, unfortunately, a lot of our people, people on our side, you know, there's always the ultimate Trump card, no pun intended, and that is the fact that God is sovereign. So, you know, yeah, it looks really bad. Yeah, it looks like the whole political establishment is arrayed against us, all the fake media, all the money, all the banks, all the woke corporations and all the rest of it. And they seem so confident and they seem so cocky. And yet we know that God laughs at them. We know that God sees that their day is coming. We know that they will be cut down like the grass. And so, I think we as Christians, we need to not let this kind of intimidation phase us. We need to not be scared. The Lord has not sent us a spirit of fear. At some point, these people are going down. And they would be wise to repent now while there's still an opportunity to do that. They will not succeed. That's not to say that it's going to be smooth sailing over the next few years. Almost certainly not. In fact, I expect a lot of turbulence over the next few months. But for us who are adopted into God's family, we know how this ends. And we know that they're going down. That's the only possible outcome of all this. Now, again, they may rant and rave, and they may gnash their teeth, and they may hurt a lot of people in the process, but they are going down. And so they would be very wise to repent now while there's still time. And, you know, we as Christians need to not be worried about it, regardless of how cocky they look, regardless of how brilliant their plans may seem, regardless of how much money they may seem to have, because this is not going to last.
844-769-2944. You have approximately 9 minutes left of this show to get on the phone and call in. I know you're listening to all this stuff and it's soaking in. We have a lot of sponges out there listening to the show right now. I don't blame you. I'm totally engrossed in it. TheNewAmerican.com is the website. Alex Newman is the senior editor. He has studied journalism, economics, and poli sci at University of Florida. His own father was affected by the jab. I mean, yeah, that would definitely give me an axe to grind. And I don't know that, you know, when it comes to bias, journalism pretty much, in my book, has been so tainted and so filled with bias these days, it's hard to sift out anything. But, you know, we have to get past the PSYOPs campaign. I think that's a lot of what is going on right now is PSYOPs. The New American, I know, is filtering through all of this, and people are looking for solutions. which we're trying to bring to them. And we're telling people, look, you need to grow your own food, have your own source of food, because we don't know what kind of nonsense these people are going to pull. We know that if 9 out of 10 people die at the hands of an EMP strike, whether it's by coronal mass ejection, solar flare, which I don't think this, even with chemtrails and geoengineering, this government cannot control solar flares and coronal mass ejections. There's just no way that is going to happen. Now, their political reach and how many people they upset might contribute to an EMP attack 270 miles overhead in Kansas, putting, you know, virtually a majority of the nations in the dark ages. So with the New American, Alex Newman, you obviously have a staff you are communicating with, and you have you're plugged into economics, finance, banking, business. They talk about, you know, digitizing everything and getting rid of our fiat currency. Is this part of it that we need to be prepared for? I mean, what solutions is the New American exploring right now as to how we can retaliate peacefully and come back at these people?
Well, you know, it's my view that the state and local level is probably our best avenue for protecting ourselves and our freedoms at this point. Congress is a cesspool of corruption and evil, and even when good, decent people get elected to Congress, which happens from time to time, they're either swallowed up by the swamp or they are prosecuted, right? And we've seen that many times. They're killed in plane crashes, you know. Just a few days ago was the anniversary of Congressman Larry McDonald. His airplane, of course, was shot out of the sky by Soviet fighter jets on September 1, 1983. Him and Ron Paul were kind of the dynamic duo, right? And even if somebody manages to get elected and survive with their principles intact, they are, you know, a lone voice crying in the wilderness without much influence or impact, like Congressman Thomas Massey and some of the others who are good, decent people. So I think what we really need to be doing right now in the political realm is focusing on the state and the local level. We need to get good people elected to our state legislatures and immediately begin nullifying these power grabs. We need to be working with our sheriffs and make sure that they will stand with the people and with their oath of office to the Constitution rather than with any tyrannical mandates, executive orders, executive decrees, edicts, whatever, coming out of the White House or whatever. So that's critical. But I think even more importantly, we need God's people to be leading the way here. We need Christians to be speaking out. I believe clearly we're in a spiritual battle here. Ephesians 6:12 talks about powers and principalities, and Ephesians 3 verse 10 talks about one of the reasons that the church is even here is to show God's wisdom to these powers and principalities. And so the church has a critical role to play here, and the Bible is really our offensive weapon. If you go to Ephesians 6 verses 16, 17, you'll read that the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, that's our weapon. And so when these freaks and diabolical maniacs tell us that there's infinite genders and that our children should be castrating themselves to be a new gender, you say, no, God made them male and female. And you know, the answer to all these questions is in the Bible. So I would argue that at the political level, we really should be focusing on the county, the local, the state level. You know, forget Washington, D.C. It's a cesspool. You know, if you have an opportunity to vote for a good member of Congress, obviously go ahead and do it. If you can support someone, great. But really, the solutions are going to come from our state legislatures and from governors leading the way. And even more important than the political realm, I think, is we have to focus on the spiritual realm. We have to turn back to God. We have to repent. We have to humble ourselves. We have to pray. And we have to beg for God's intervention here, because we're in such a mess. There's no way that, humanly speaking, we're going to be able to work our way out of this. It's just not possible. But again, God is sovereign, and God will decide exactly how long this madness is allowed to continue and when it stops. And I'm looking forward to that anxiously. So.
No doubt. Larry in Leavenworth, Kansas, go ahead. You're on the show with Alex Newman.
Yeah, I have a comment on it pertains to the recent floods in the South. And I remember Bangladesh was an experiment in a cycle, a flood drought cycle. And it lasted almost a decade. But also, we used to cause tremendous monsoon rains to flood the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And so the floods that we're experiencing in this nation and around the world are probably weather control.
Okay, Alex, what's your take? You think he's right?
It's very possible. I mean, the technologies that they have are very significant, very dangerous, and very advanced. But also, you know, God punishes nations. I believe America is under judgment right now. And when you look back in the Old Testament, you see how God punishes entire nations, even his own people, right? When Israel started sacrificing their own children, when they started worshiping demonic idols, you know, God would send famines and plagues and drought and floods, you know, all kinds of natural disaster, and also tyrants, by the way, you know, not calling Joe Biden a tyrant, but I am, at least his handlers. And so, you know, I do believe America right now is in the midst of judgment. I think that's why a lot of this is being allowed to happen to us. But yeah, of course, I mean, the government has been studying weather modification, and these programs have been around for a century. And at this point, they're kind of coming out of the closet. I mean, they're saying they want to spray the sky full of stuff. And so, you know, exactly what's the cause of it, I don't know. But certainly, I think what the caller suggested is well within the realm of possibility. And we know that they have these kinds of programs. So
there you go, geoengineeringwatch.org. I take it, Larry, you've been to that website?
Yes.
And that was probably the narrative with Dane Wigington. We've had him on the show a couple of times, and it's always interesting to talk to him. And I know that, you know, we've only got like a minute left of the show, Larry, so we appreciate your call. And folks, it's just one of these things that, and this is the reason why we have people like Alex on here, because he's totally plugged in to what's going on. He gets it, and he's also biblically driven, which is another reason too, because, you know, we all put our faith in God and the Word, and try to do the best we can and walk in love. And see, wisdom is knowledge applied. And see, this government wants us to veer away from the wisdom and, you know, psyop us with knowledge that's false to make us do stupid things. We don't have to do that. We don't have to succumb to that. We're better than that. We have been given a sound mind. And that's one of the things that we pray for every day, that we can bless others' lives. And that's what we want you to do. Alex Newman, thank you so much for joining us. Lots to talk about here from the newamericanmagazine.com, thenewamerican.com. Thank you so much, sir. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back tomorrow for our Thursday edition of the Power Hour. And in the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.